Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Berwick BMW, your path to electric has never been easier. Electrify your drive with Berwick BMW.
The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
Once a jolly swaggy cam buyer billabong, under the shade of a coolabah tree, and she sang and she watched and waited till her billy boiled. Oh, come waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Who come waltzing Matilda with me? And she sang as she watched and waited till her billy boiled. Who come waltzing Matilda with me? Go Tilly!
God love you, Missy Higgins. If that doesn't get you right where you live, Keith, right in the deepest part of your Australian soul.
Hairs on the back of the neck.
On a day like this where we're all peaking towards 8 o'clock, It can't come quickly enough. I actually can't believe I get a bit emotional thinking about this tonight.
It does.
I get a little bit of a lump in my throat and I can't wait for this tonight.
Well, hopefully it gets the... The reward that we're looking for.
I know. Well, they've given us as much as we could have asked for, I reckon, so far. But now we need a little bit more.
I will just take you back to our conversation we had the other day. And yet another example, when you've just got a beautiful voice and you're banging
it
out the
yesterday.
Tune.
Was it yesterday? Yesterday.
And when you can just do it a cappella style.
Mm.
It's more emotional, Andy. Are you with me?
No, when you've got somebody the ilk of Missy Higgins, she could be snoring without music in the background and I could listen to it all day long.
It goes back to that.
No, that was magnificent.
The anthem, when they're singing the anthem, they bang it out with no music, just that heartfelt stuff.
I was just mucking around a bit yesterday, but that is absolutely superb stuff.
And it is nice.
Here we go. The countdown's well and truly on, of course. What are you doing? Where are you watching it? What are your plans? 1-300-736-736. Let us know. Everybody's going to be clearing the decks, of course, between do what you got to do. Obviously, feed the kids, feed the dog, put the dishes in the water, all the stuff you've got to do, but in the lead up to here and 8 o'clock kickoff, what are you doing and where are you going to be watching it? Give us a call. Tell us all about it. We can't get enough about the lead up to tonight's semi-final. Of course, if you want to be listening to it, there's only one place to hear the best call, and that is right here on SEN and on the SEN app. Coverage will start from 7:30. Alicia Canavis is going to be joining us a bit later on, and Geordie Canellis are going to be doing a magnificent job. Kickoff at 8 o'clock. So have your wireless set to SEN or be listening to the app if you're out and about. Patch it through to your Bluetooth in your car or your Bluetooth speakers or whatever it is, and just get yourself the best call of the Matilda's semi-final you're going to get. Where are you watching the game tonight? Tommy's out in Heathmont. Give us your – lay it out for us, Tommy. What's the – between now and kickoff, what's it look like for you?
Hey, guys. I love the show. I'm a first-time caller, actually, at
SEN. Well, welcome.
Tommy. Welcome, brother.
Unfortunately, got cricket training, so I'm going to have the game on the phone.
Surely this is an occasion where the coach says, "Boys, this will provide greater inspiration for you than anything we can do out in the field here today."
It's the 16th of August. Mm. You can give one session of pre-season away. It's, who do you play cricket for, Tommy? Not the dirty rotten mongrels out at Heathmont.
Yeah, 8:30 time for two. It's not a great time.
No, that's a shocking time.
Sheesh.
No, you give that a miss tonight, Tom.
No, I think surely there's good.
Let the coach and the captain of your cricket club know that Andrew Gaze, who is the captain of Australia, has said you don't need to go to cricket training tonight.
Not today.
There'll be no repercussions.
You can make up the session somewhere, Tommy, because this is, like I said, this is going to be more impactful, inspirational.
Of course.
Than getting in the next for an hour and a half.
No doubt about it, particularly at 8:30. It's going to be an indoor session somewhere.
No, they've got the lights. They might
No, you're not training. It'll be indoor.
It'll be indoors.
Paul's in Berwick. Where are you? Watch one of the plants tonight, Paul.
Boys, mine's a bit of a rocks and a pox. The rocks is myself and my daughter will be going in, dinner in Richmond, and then out to Amy Park with all the ferals, and she'll probably cry again. She was in tears the other night.
Magnificent.
The pox is my European mate at work who just loves the game. He's got to go to support his daughter in a school concert tonight.
Oh no.
See, that's where the school's got to make the call.
No, but the concert would have been planned months ago.
Why can't you push it back a day?
No, because tickets have been sold, venues have been booked.
We'll change the time. Plus,
no, you can't do that. No. School, these are big deals. Hey, Paul, am I wrong? The school concerts are very big.
I don't agree, Andy.
Well, clearly you've never been involved in
one. I have. My word.
If you had been involved, you'd know not to say, just move it. Because the logistics involved.
Well, this is a once in a lifetime. This is not just something that pops up every year, Andy.
Talk to the hand about that, Keith. I'm with
you.
Was
that Paulie that was calling through?
Yes.
Paul, has there been any consideration to changing the time?
I said to him, tell the school to move it. And apparently they can't because it goes over a couple of nights. It's a big musical thing. And your daughter's singing, but. He said they're all going to be watching on their phones with their headphones in, and they're all cheering at the wrong moment.
That will be a bit disruptive. If Sammy Kerr scores, or it's one of the Australian scores in the, say, 17th minute, and the auditorium goes up as one, that might be a little distracting for the performers up on stage.
Oh,
Dave's in Lang Warren. What are you doing tonight, Dave?
Boys, I just wanted to give a shout-out to there's a restaurant called Arache's, a restaurant chain. My daughter works there. And I'm rushing home to get her into work because they're putting on a special night. They're giving out free meals to any honorary Matilda. So any women and girls that turn up for dinner, they're giving them a free meal.
What?
In honour of the Matildas. And I just thought it was a bloody great thing to do. Very Australian.
That is fantastic.
Give the restaurant another shout out, Dave. What's it called?
It's a chain called Arache's.
Arache's.
This one's at Keringle. And if you go down there at Keringle, ask for my daughter Daisy. And make sure you give her a tip.
Oh, that is absolutely outstanding.
I've been to Arache's.
Have you?
When I lived in Sydney, they were at the mall there. It's kind of like an upmarket Denny's. Remember Denny's? I'm trying to think of what.
Family diner.
Yeah, family diner.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, here's the thing to do. Take advantage of the beautiful offer of the good people at Arache's. But at the end of the day, as you're walking out, don't be stingy with a tip.
A little fish and chip just for the effort.
Yes, exactly. But don't make it a little one. Make it
sizable.
Like, yeah, because you're not paying for the feed.
Mm.
Do the righty.
Of course.
Come on.
Goes without saying.
Benny's in Bentley. What are your plans tonight, Ben?
G'day, boys. Before I say my plans, I just want to say to that bloke who's down at cricket training, he must play for the most un-Australian cricket club.
Yes.
They should move the club to New Zealand.
Of course. But, get rid of that. That's stupid.
I'll be watching at home with my little six-year-old boy who's just soccer mad, and he wants to play for East Bentley next year because he found out that Steph Catley played there as a junior. It's just inspirational what they're doing, and I hope they can get up tonight.
Beautiful, Benny, and the memories that little 6 year. Wouldn't you love to be able to fast forward 25, 30 years and speak to that 6 year old when he's 30 and go, "Do you remember the? Mm-hmm. Oh, do I remember the World? I'll tell you what I remember about the World Cup because there's how many kids are that kid that got Sam Kerr's shirt." The other night when she walked off.
The rest of her life.
Imagine the impact. It's just beyond anything that words can do to justify what an influence a moment like that is going to have on the life of her and so many other kids.
Can I say this too, Andy? We saw that because it was filmed, it was out there, and it was a magical moment. But those girls and most sports people at that level do that on a regular basis.
Well, this is the voice. This is why you are here.
And
to tell us about
it. It's fantastic when we see it, and this is yet another example of it for all of us to see. But when you think of all of the girls in the team, they would have had their inspirational moment, and clearly some of them go through on and can be inspired to go represent their country and play. But the impact that it has, like we're talking about our cricket guy, just on your well-being, just in your own self-esteem, just in your pride in your nation, when you see these things happening The lift that that can provide is something that's very special and a very special privilege for those that are participating.
Here, here. Don't forget, book your table at Welcome to Brunswick this Friday. Make sure you get one of the 100 free beers from Four Pines that are up for offer. Our show starts at 3, through until 6. But get on down, have a feed, have a beer, watch the footy. It's going to be magnificent. Mm. Gus, don't go anywhere. I can see what you're going to offer, and I desperately want to hear your story. We're going to get to a break. We're here for Berwick BMW. Magnificent team out there at Berwick BMW. Your path to electric has never been easier. Electrify your drive with Berwick BMW. 25 past 3, Nick Natanui to join us in the next half an hour. Can't wait to speak to the big fella. What a journey. What a gift he has given us. With his football career and the contribution and the way he did it.
Mm.
Played his whole career with a smile on his face and played the game the right way.
Had to deal with some adversity along the way.
My word, he did. Mm. Gus is in St Kilda. I can see what you want to talk about, Gus, and I'm very, very keen to hear what you've got to say. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, good.
Good, Gus.
Yeah, mate, just filled up. I'm hitting the bandstall. All young pubs are seen, mate. Our next mate used to own it. Another mate just took over about a month ago. So, can of meals and a few beers.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And staying there the night. Staying up there, over there the night, I take it.
Yeah. I work offshore, so other than I'm going back to work tomorrow after 7 weeks off. I hit the UK and a bit of Italy and Greece and Spain and ran into dinner. But yeah, that was a bit of fun.
Where did you see him?
Yeah, no. Cinque Terre.
Yeah, and how was he?
Yeah, I didn't say much to him, mate, because he was having a break, but he took a couple of photos with a couple of young Sydney boys, which was good, yeah.
Looking fit and fresh and all the things that you want from a bloke who's about to embark upon the next part of his footy journey?
Yeah, I was still going to ask him about Gold Coast, but he had the shirt off, so he had to get dressed first because it was nice weather and... But actually, hit the UK before I went over there, and I was in Dublin when the Gaelic footy finals were on, which was at the semis, which was an amazing experience to see how passionate they are about their sport too.
Oh yeah, no, they're mad for it over there, Gus. Mm. Oh well, hey, mate, enjoy the drive to Bairnsdale. I'm sure the pub there is going to be absolutely jam packed tonight. Like so many pubs around Australia, it's going to be there's going to be a lot of that stuff going on. I know our locals are booked out. You can't get a table at two of the local pubs.
Is that right?
You cannot get in. Mm. They've been booked out for days in advance.
So. Amy Park's one of those sites. So yep. And I heard that they can hold up to 30,000, but I'm not sure they get 30 there because you've got the Fed Square as well. So there's what is Fed Square? Do you get 5 or 6 there?
I don't know, but there's just how many live sites are there going to be around Australia?
Mm.
There might be.
Well, poor old Geelong. I heard this morning that
how many people
they don't.
There?
Geelong Council, they're not having one. They said, if we get to the final, we'll have one, but they're not having one tonight.
Turn it up.
I'm serious, Andy.
What are you doing, Geelong?
I don't know what's come over them.
What's Lingy's the mayor? Lingy, get something done.
Come on.
You're a lousy bloke.
Turn this. Well, what are you doing in Geelong?
Well, apparently, that's...
Oh, that is outrageous.
Yes, doesn't seem Australian.
Kevin Diggerson can do something about that, surely.
Come on, Kev.
Come on,
goodness
Kev.
Sakes.
He's been one of the great Olympic administrators for a long time. He sees the bigger picture.
Certainly knows how to use the media.
Well, that's right.
Get everyone involved create a bit of a kerfuffle to get it done.
Darren Lyons doing with
his
colourful mohawk.
In the gear. You know, he had the, didn't he have the, he looked strong, Daz.
Oh, the fake, abs.
The abs.
He had the fake abs done.
I think so.
He did.
Mm.
I think he did.
I don't know whether they're permanent fake abs or whether they dissolve or something.
I don't know how they work.
No, I don't know either.
I've got no interest in them. Glenn's in Diamond.
He's happy though.
Oh,
good luck to him.
Each to their own, bros.
Absolutely.
Glenn is in Diamond Creek. Good afternoon, Glenn.
Knackerbags and shags. How's it going?
Good cocker.
Going great. Yes, Glenn.
Yeah, look, just a bit of a story. I went out this morning to buy Matilda's jersey, which is near on impossible.
Yeah, good
by
luck.
The way.
Good luck.
Managed to get one, right? And I walked in there and it was the last one on the shelf. It was my size. I thought, beauty meant to be. Go to the checkout. And the lovely lady says to me, do you want a bag? I said, no, that's okay. She goes, tell you what, I'll give you one anyway because police and security around here have been red hot because people are getting jumped for their Matilda's gear, which is obviously poxy as. But isn't that phenomenal?
That is unbelievable.
I can't believe you got one. B, I can't believe that second part of that story. This is like the Air Jordans when they first
And you know what we need to do is get the, you know, it wouldn't happen if it was the Gaze brand, but Apparently, they don't make the goalkeeper jerseys for people to buy.
No, they don't. Nike do not make them.
Well, they need to get on top of that, Nike. They're very much a part of it.
Well, why don't you corner the market?
Well, I think they might have the rights.
Well, they don't want to use them. You should buy the rights and seize a corner of the market.
Well, one day maybe, but right now, a little out of our range.